Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Nedorim with lesson number 41, in which we will continue to study the 11th Perek, Mishnah 2 and 3, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel of Perek Yud Aleph. Yesterday we learned that a husband has the right to be Mayfair Nidrei Inui Nefesh. If a woman makes a neder in which she deprives herself, tortures herself, afflicts herself in some way, then the husband has the right to fully nullify that vow for himself and for all future husbands that she may have, ever have, if he divorces her, etc. However, and therefore, we learned yesterday that if a woman makes a neder or a shvuah, in which she prohibits herself from bathing or beautifying herself, those are nidrei inui nefesh, say the chachamim, and the husband can nullify those vows. But Rabbi Yossi said, no, not bathing and not beautifying oneself are not nidrei inui nefesh. So what are nidrei inui nefesh for Rabbi Yossi? The Mishnah Beis explains, for elu heim nidrei inui nefesh, what then are Nidrei Inu Nefesh from Rabbi Yossi's perspective? Omrav, she says, Konom Peros Ha'olam Olai. I'm not going to eat any Peros in the whole world. No, that certainly is Inu Nefesh. She's never going to be able to have fruits and vegetables. That's Inu Nefesh. Hareza Yochol Lohofer, and Rabbi Yossi agrees, the husband can be mayfair this neder, nullify it, mikol vakol, absolutely. But suppose she says, peros medina olai. I don't want to have any exports that are sent from Spain. I'm not going to eat Spanish olives, Spanish sardines, whatever. No, that's not a neder in a nefesh. Yavi lo medina acheres. Get the olives from Turkey. Get the sardines from Portugal. It's not inu nefesh. She still has options. The Ran says that this is only true if there is no greater tircha, no greater effort involved in bringing the olives from Turkey than there was in bringing the olives from Spain. Then we can say, all right, she won't have Spanish olives, she'll have Turkish olives. But if Spanish olives, and she lives in Morocco, and Spanish olives are an hour away, and Turkish olives are a week away, so then that would be considered a neder of inui nefesh. Peros chenveni ze olai. If she says, so-and-so, Jack's fish store or Jack's fruit store, I don't want any peros from Jack's fruit store. Eino yochel lo'ofer. So that's not a neder of inui nefesh, because if you don't get the fruit from Jack's fruit store, you can get the fruit from Jim's fruit store. It's not a lina nefesh. She still has an option of getting fruit from somewhere else. However, v'im lo hoiso panasoso ella mimenu. Suppose this husband gets all of his fruit from Jack's fruit store because Jack lets him have it on credit. So he doesn't want to go to Jim's fruit store. Jim won't let him have it on credit. V'im lo hoiso panasoso ella mimenu. If the husband's custom is only to buy the fruit from Jack's fruit store, and she said, I'm making a neder, no more Jack's fruit store. Hareza yofer div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees. That's a neder inui nefesh, and the husband can declare a hafora. The next Mishnah, which the Gemara explains is also Rabbi Yossi, has an interesting set of halachos. Konim she'eni nene labrios. She said, I am not getting hanoah from all the brios, all the creatures of the world. Well, you might think that's an inu nefesh, because she can't get hanoah from anybody, including from her husband, however, no. Eini yochel lo'ofer. He cannot be made for such a neder, because when a woman says brios, she means all the other brios, but not you, hubby, not you, Mr. Husband. So she can still get hanoah from her husband. So she can't get hanoah from all the other billions of people in the world. Nope. That's still not inu nefesh. She can still get plenty of hanoah from her husband. V'yecholah hi lehanos baleket uvashichach uvapeya. she is also able to derive benefit from the matanos aniyim, from the gleanings of the field, from the forgotten produce, from the corners of the field, which every person who has a field must leave for the poor. The reason being, because if she gets leket ushikru peya, she's not getting hana'a from the farmer who owns the field. The farmer who owns the field, the Torah said, you must leave the gleanings, the shikha, the forgotten stuff, and the corners for the poor. So now they're hefker. She's not getting it directly from the farmer. She's getting it from the Torah, so to speak, which declared those parts of the crop for the poor. So she can derive benefit from that. An interesting halacha comes up now, incidental to what we've been learning. And that is, if a person makes a neder, konam kohanim uleviim ne'enim li. I hereby make a neder that no kohen in the entire world can have any hana'a from my crops. Truma, forget it, you can't collect it. No levi in the entire world can get hana'a from my crops. Maserishon, forget it. No, can't do that. Yitlu al korcho, the Kohanim union, the Kohanim family or Leviim family can send some delegates to go and collect the Trumal Sumaisros from this person. Because you can't make such a neder against the entire Shevet of Kohanim and Leviim, because they're entitled to their Matanos, and you cannot make a neder depriving them of their Matanos. However, suppose a man says, Kohanim Elu Leviim Elu Nenimli. I don't want the Rappaport family who are Kohanim to have any Hanoah from me, but the Cohen family and the Katz family and other families who are Kohanim, that's okay. Fine. Or Leviim, similarly. I don't want the Siegel family to have Hanoah from me, so they can't get my Maisa Rishon. But the Levi family, that's fine. Yitlu Achedim, so fine. So in our example, the Rappaports or the Siegels won't get Hanoah from him, but other Kohanim can get Hanoah from him, no problem. And so we have completed lesson number 41.